You hold the bound of Chov Zayin and the base of Chov Ches. And the bound of the Leshala was, if an oif needs a shchitim in a Torah or not. That Yehuda, of Yehuda said, Bishum Yitzvah ben Pinchas, ain't shchitim us in a Torah. Because it says, the Roshan of a Shofach. So more is the question, Yoch Yisro, Chaya Nam, in the same passage it says the word Chaya, she also mashed just a shvich, just spilling the blood is enough. So more says, no, a Chaya is Iskash to Psuli HaMikdoshim. It's Hekash to Psuli HaMikdoshim, like we'll soon see later, it's Mhukish to Tzvi Vayil, and therefore you have to have a Shchita. Just like a Behema needs a Shchita, a Chaya also needs a Shchita. For the Gemara, Oif Nami Iskash to Behema, I Oif is also Hukish to a Behema, it says in the Pasuk, Zoyis Teras HaBehema V'yoif. If so, Mashmo, just like a Behema needs a Shchita, I also need a Shchita in the Torah. So where it says, no, Hok, Siv HaShofach HaZdom, the Pasuk still says, V'Shofach, Mashmo is enough just to spill the blood. There's a question of, my Chaz is the Shad Yilei HaOif, Shad Yechai, who told you to put this Pasuk on Oif? Maybe put it on Chaya. Mistav Reno, Mishim Nesolik Minei, it's talking about Oif last, therefore V'Shofach goes upon Oif. About Oif, it's enough just to spill the blood. If so, Rashi speaks out, when do you have an avela by knife? If it dies by itself, or else you hit it someplace else, not through the simonim. But any time you hit it, you chopped off the neck, like through the simonim, in the chiro and ikor, therefore it's kosher, and knife will become kosher. So now that's the question, basically we have a question. It says, ha-sheikhid, if someone makes a shchita, when it's nabla biyoda, and during the shchita comes an avela, meaning you did one of the psulim of the shchita. Or else, hanoicher, you just sliced it there, v'yamaker, or you just uprooted the simonim. So, kit, you did not do a shchita, it's potter melechasois, and having a song about an oif, so there's no mitzvah kisi adam, because a kisi adam by an oif is only if you have a hechsher tidit. But you do these things, you didn't do a shchita, it's osa tidit, so there's no de mitzvah kisi adam. Now the question is, v'yam, if you need to tell me, ain't shchit lef minatar, the midiraisa, oif does not need a shchita, if so, nechiros is zu shchitosoi. Just slicing the neck, that's a shchita. Says, so the boy kisa, she has to not kisa adam. It's good as bright as this bright as much, but clearly, that a knife needs a shchita midiraisa. So where it says, no, me sarva, who told the boy, if this bright song about a bird, loy, I'll tell you the chaya, the bright song about a chaya. And by a chaya, that for sure needs a shchita. And therefore, if you don't do a shchita just in the chiro or a maker, you just slice it or pull out the simonim, shchita, you put it from the mitzvah kisa adam. Toshma coming here, it says, Hashrechit, if you want a shecht, and again, the half a minute is you want a shecht, a chicken, the tzorch l'dam, and you need the dam. Says so, tzorch l'dam, so chayav l'chasois, if you make a good shechita, you have a mitzvah kisi adam, you won't be able to use the dam. So how's the yeser to kill it without having to do the mitzvah kisi adam? So okay, to the way, so what you do, it says, oy noicher, he's just sliced through the neck, oy noicher, else uproot, detach the simonim. So my love of yoif, again, on Dachov Chesam Aleph, my love, we're only talking about an oif over here. The kaboy lilo deme lianika. You need the blood for worms. And still it says in Eitzah that make an achira. Do not do a shchita. So here you see an oif again needs a shchita min atayram. So when you mechuv kisi adam, if you make a shchita, if you just make an achira, just slice the neck without a shchita, you are potter from kisi adam. So teraya oif needs a shchita min atayram. The Gemara says loy bechay. We're talking about a chay over here. The kaboy lilo deme lilocha. You need the blood of it for dyeing things, Rashi says, it's why or Adam to dye your skin red. Therefore, there's no proof about a bird, about oifis. Toshma coming here, it says, Molak Pesakin, if you make Kain, make some malika with a knife. So, Metama Beguna Beisab Liyam, the oif is called an Avela, and if you eat from it, you Metama Beisab Liyam. Now, Liyam, if you can tell me, Ein Shchit Dath Minatar, Midirayt, oif says, not need a Shchito, is Son Hinam, Midchit Tavale Shedma Fakirkas. Heavenly Trevi, and you want to tell me if you're going through the back. You first cut the backbone with the vine, with the spine, with most of the bust of the trefoil, but still, the handle of sakin with Herman and Avela. I call upon him, the sakin slicing is not worse than the chira. So it should not be an Avela, it should not have too much Avela, it's very like a shchita. So, who is Saraya, know that Isis needs shchita min Atera. So, where it says, Anachnami, who the Yama Kiatanisa did like this Tana, the Tani we learned. There's a kitz of sakas and machlekes tanoim if an oif needs a shchita min atayra, and he's saying like Reb Lezer Katab Rebbe, the Tanya Reb Lezer Katab Rebbe Yomer, Mat Tamlo, what's the pasuk have to say? Ach kesher yechles at tzvi b'sayim, v'chimal lemadam mitzvi b'ayim. What do we learn out from mitzvi b'ayim? Miyata reza bolil mavin insulam. It comes to teach us and we learn out from it that market tzvi b'ayim of psulam adoshim, that a tzvi and an ayim is daimet of psulam adoshim. Ma Psula Amagdashim Meshchit, you have to have a Shchita done to it. Psula Amagdashim needs a korban that became possible, and then you apply to it. So Pshit an animal needs a Shchita. Is that Tzvi Bar Huadin Achaya also needs a Shchita? It's a Shchita. But V'ayif Ein La Shchita Medivrei Torah Medivrei Seifrim. So the kids, you see clearly, Rabbi Lezak Kappa Rabbi holds that Shchita, Oif, does not need a Shchita Min HaTorah. So that's Pshat before Nebi Yehuda. They said, oh, Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Pinchas, he also has this Shchita, that Oif does not need a Shchita Min HaTorah. Now, Man Tana the Pola Galei, who argues on him? Man Tana the Pola Galei, the Rabbi Leza, HaKappa, who argues on Rabbi Leza, HaKappa, Rebbe argues. The kids are from HaKoykas Tanoyim, the Tanya we learned. Rebbe Yem Rebbe says, and the Pesach says, V'zovach the kashati the sticha, shet the way you commanded. Means the same, Malamah comes to teach us, Shenitztava Moshe ala veshet v'alakona v'arroiv, Echad v'yoyf v'arroiv shnayim v'behema. There's no part of the Lachlan Moshe Sinai. The Moshe was Nitztava, that by Yavtashech, the veshet, and the kono. Now, by oif it's enough roiv of one of them, and by behema you have to have roiv of both of them. The kids, Rabbi Yos, clearly the yesh shchita liyoyf min haTorah. Echad biyoyf, v'arroiv shnayim v'behema. So clearly Rabbi holds that midiraisa, that's the halacha, that always says halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that Mashem was mitzvah Mashem, that b'oifes you have to cut only one simen, or roiv of it, and by behem you need two. So this shchita, Rabbi holds clearly midiraisa, you need a shchita by knife. Then the Mishnah says, echad biyoyf, when you're going to make a shchita on a knife, all you have to cut just one simen. Itna learn like this, Itna. Rav Nachman Omer Oy Veshet Ikon. You can have your choice. Rav Nachman knows either it's the Veshet, or else it's the either the food pipe, or else the corn, or else the windpipe. Rav Ada Bar Avraham no Veshet, it's only the food pipe. For Loy Korn, it's not enough just to cut the windpipe. He told you, but I have to cut the Veshet. We'll soon see why. Rashi says, Veshet that's miyuchah, the special simin, shechiyah sebehema tolibo. The more the life is totally in the veshet than the food pipe. But benekev mashu mitrefa. If there's a small hole in the veshet, it becomes a trefa. Mashenkin in the con in the windpipe, ademisat rubai. Even though it's split halfway, it's not called a trefa. So you see, there's more chiyas depending upon the veshet than the con. So therefore, Rav Adam Rav says that the ikas simon you have to shecht by bird is the veshet. It's not enough just to shecht the kona. Now, Rav Nachman Omer oy veshet the kona, either one is good. Echad katoni, the Mishnah just says one. Echad koldu, any one simon you shecht by a bird, that's enough. Rav Adam Rav Omer no, veshet v'le kona. The ikas the shechita by bird has to be on the veshet on the food pipe, not on the kona. Why? Because my echad, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Echad means miyuchad. It means a special simon, which has more chiyus to it. And that's the veshet. The veshet has more chiyus than the kona, like Rashi says. That's a trefa with a mashu, and a veshet is, a kona is only with raif. Now, yisim and shokha chatzman, gageras panim es dechata saif. So this is the machlokes here, Rav Nachman and Rav Baravua. Halacha we hold either one is good, like Rav Nachman. Now, the Mursa's Meis, we have a question. It says, shokha tes a veshet. You shechted first the veshet, that's the food pipe, and then the kona was pulled out of place. So kshera, still the yoif is kosher. Like since you already made the shkit, it's kosher. What's going to be the opposite of the way around? First nishmut ha'geras. First the geras got pulled out of place. So it's like a treifa. V'yachakach shochet, that's the veshet. Then you made a shkit on the veshet of the yoif. Psula, the yoif is possible because it already has a shame treifa ready. What's going to be shochet, that's the veshet? First you shechted the veshet. You shechted the right one, the food pipe. The nimtza is gageras shemuta, and afterwards you found out that gageras, the kona, was pulled out of place. But the end of the day, you're not sure im koidim shechita nishmuta, was it pulled out of place before you made the shechita on the veshet, so shechita is no good. Im liyachas shechita, or else after shechita nishmuta, and then shechita would be good. So zeho yimais was a sofik, this case happened. The yomu, they set up like this, that called sofik for shechita psula. Any suffix you had about shchita is psula. Now, the e, because it's a suffix, so when a suffix is to rest, you have to go to chumra. And throughout here, knife before, the cheskes issa. And anytime you have a suffix, if the shchita was good enough, you always tell the cheskes issa. Now, the e, lu, shchita, the gagaris, like a turn of this bryce, does not say the opposite way, that you made the shchita first thing, a gagaris, and then the veshet was pulled out of place. So, the chura tzaraya, it's a raya to Rav Ravua that the shrita has to be on the veshah, not on the geras. So Mara says it could be there's no proof. Mishum the gageras avidlish nemute. The reason why he says the shrita always by the veshet over here is not because that's what you need. It's because the one to say case with the gageras slipped out of place, and that's shchiach by the gageras. That's by the kona. This doesn't happen too much to the veshet. So that's why he says the shchit was in the veshet, and the kona the gageras was shmuta, was moved out of place. Toshma look like this. It says shochat shnei chatzoy simonim biyof. If you shech two halves of the simonim, each simonyoni shech tiyatz a bit. So it's no good. For sure, by them it's no good, because by them you need two simon. By now, if you need one, we need at least rave of one. We have yudu aimer bi'oif ad sheyishchat es haveshet. We have to read them. Yudu holds by an oif, you have to shech the veshet, and also the vein that we start to get the blood out. So again, it only says the veshet, not the kona. So again, it's mashmal like Rav Adam Barava. Kashan Rav Nachman. The Mor says no. Mishum the veshet samach l'vridim. The reason why Yudu said you have to shech the veshet, not only the veshet, it could be the kon is also good, but the vridin, this neck vein that has the blood, that's near the veshet. That's why it says shech the veshet with the vridin. But could be yodin, the kon would also be good. Yotashma coming here. It says shochet chatzig ageris. If you shech the half of the kon, vishor kedei shchito acheris, and then you wait it till the time it takes to make another shchito, the goma shchitos, and you finish the shchitos ksheira, still it's kosher. Shikshal is why. My love, I'm talking about here, b'yayf. That we're talking about now, a shkita of a knife. Oh my gom, what does it mean to say? Then it says what? That you finish your shkita. That means gom or legageris. That you finish shekht negageris. So who you see what? That you could make a shkita on the corner. To riot to Rav Nachman. So the reason why is no psal shia, because by gageris, if you shekht first only half of it, it's not called a treifa, it's not the shkita didn't start yet. So even though you made a shia, you waited, that doesn't passel anything. After you get to rave, that's where the shchita really is, and then you finish off the shchita. But I call upon him, you see, you couldn't make a shchita on the corner. So Moses says, Lai, I'll tell you about behemoth. We're talking about a behemoth over here. Oh my gom, you know what it means to say you finished? Gom on the shchita kula. It means you finished off through the gageris, but you also finished the veshet. So kids, there's no rave, what the luck will be by knife. Here we're talking about by behemoth shchita, you have to finish off both simonim. Toshma, come another proof. This is all Gemara. Later we'll have that Hare Shoye Chatzi Kona Pogum. If you have this Kona, the windpipe, that half of it has a hole through. So far it's not a treif, it's still kosher. Voice, if all of course, when you only finished off a little bit more, Lashem Shchita, for Gomer Shchita Sekshera. It's a kosher Shchita. But Smashma, all you finished is just this, a Kona. So my love, BF, I'm talking about a knife, and the writer of Nachman, that a Kona alone is enough. Oh my gum, what does it mean to say you finished? Gum will look on it, means you finished off the corner. Someone says, Loi, again, maybe by behemoth, talking about behemoth over here. Oh my gum will have ashit, means you finished off the whole shchita. But again, there won't be a proof if by knife, if the corner alone is enough. Toshma, coming in another locha. We had before, Ketzad Molkin Chatesoif. How does the Kohen make a malika by a chatesoif? Is choytech shedri takes the stone and presses down on the backbone, or mafrekes and the shedri, that's the spine, mafrekes the backbone, neck bone, below roi bosa, without cutting roi for the meat here, arch megi leveshet el kona, till he meets to either the veshet or the kona. Smash me, either one is good. And then he gil leveshet el kona, then after he cuts one of those simonim, then choytech simonechet roi bosri mai, then you could cut the rest of the meat. Uvoila, what about an oila soif, a bird that's an oila? Shnaim, again, when you cut through the shed in mafrekas without the roif basa, then you have to get your nails to go through both simonim, or else oi roif shnaim. So Kopim says clearly, either one is good. It says clearly, by chate soif, either the veshet or the kono. So mashmah clearly, by knife, either one is good. So what I can say, tiyufta, the ravada barava, tiyufta, stack a tiyufta on him. So mashmah clearly, like Rav Nachman, either one is good. So Mora still asks, my heavy law, what's the maskana? What do we hold? What's the end? For the Gemara, what are you asking? My heavy law, Kirikamit, he just said, Tiyufta Ravat, we shrugged him up. So it's Mashkil Kirla like Rav Nachman, that either one is good. So Mora says, no, Dil Mishan Yos, maybe the Abba Kachim is different. The Iko Shedra Mafrekis, maybe you know why, Bal Malika, it's enough to just to cut. The Konon, because you already cut through the Shedra and the Mafrekis. So maybe that's why by cutting through the corner it takes out the rest of the chiyus. But maybe by regular oif, where you don't make a malika, you only cut on the front through the simonim, maybe cutting just through the corner does not take out all the chiyus. So maybe that's not called the shechita. So I thought you would have a proof yet. So Toshma coming here. It says the hu bar abza, there was a chicken over here. To have a bay rover that rover had, also ki mamasmasa kuadama. It came when it was full of blood. Rashi says, Miluchlech Tzavor B'doma. Its neck was full of blood. What happened? Shenikrol Tzavor, its neck was ripped. There was a cut there. And they had to be bodied now to Simonim to see if it's a treif or not. It's before Shkita this happened. So they don't know. The Nifsak HaKorn or Nikola Veshet. And Rashi says it was a Sofet Drusa, the Sofet of an animal trampled over it. So therefore they had to check it out. So that was the Maisa. They brought this bird in front of Rava. Some of Rav said, "Hey, Nevet, what should we do now? How can we check out this oif? Nishkata, should we first make a shkita on this oif for hod the nivtuko, and then we'll check out this simonim to see if they were had it nekev or not?" Someone says, "No, that's not a good idea. Because duma b'mokem nekev kashachit. Maybe the place that you're going to check, there was a nekev there. There was a hole there. So maybe it was a treifa before." Someone says, "Elamai nivtuko. Let's first check out the two simonim, or one." And then you'll shecht. Do that first. So first check out the simon, make sure the place you're going to shecht, there's no neck, there's no hole there, and make a good shechit. Then afterwards we'll check it out. So we ask, no, Omar Rabbi said, veshet. The veshet by an oif, or any veshet, ain't loy b'dikim b'chutz. You can't check out the veshet from the outside. Because the outside looks too red, you can't tell whether there's a nekev there or not. And by a veshet, by the food pipe, any small nekev, small hole makes it for treifa. So likewise, you can't check out the veshet from the outside. Only b'fnim. After shechita, you have to take it and turn it inside out, because the inside is white, and there you could tell whether there was some dam there or not, whether there was a nekev there or not. That's the only way. So the kids said, when the oif is still alive, you can't check this out. So you can't check out the veshet before you make the shechita. So what should we do here? So Malay Rav Yosef Bray, Rav Yosef's son, said like this. Listen. Nivde kele corner. First check out the windpipe. Check out the corner. That you could check out even from the outside, because there it's only possible if it's rubai, if regovit is cut through. But only up to mixat is still kosher, so you could tell whether there's a nekev there or not. Such a big one for sure you could tell. So first check it out. And then v'nishkate le corner. Make a shkita on the corner alone of the oif. V'lichshirei, and we'll have a kosher shkita done. Now you still have a suffix about the veshet. Was there a nekev there or not? So after the shechita, pull out the whole veshet, pull out the whole food pipe, for all the lefchuyel veshet, and then turn the veshet inside out, blue decay, and then the inside of it that's white, that you could tell more whether there's some dam there, whether there was a nekev there or not. So that's the eighth time to check out this bird. And Amar Rav, Rav said, Chochem Yosef Bri, my son Yosef is a big talmid chochem. These halachas, betreifers and hilchos treifers. Like Reb Yechon was also a big chacham in Hilchos Treifus. We'll have more later. They sent a lot of shilas for Reb Yechon about Hilchos Treifus. But our call for them, what do we see clearly from over here? From this Maisa, we see clearly that Echo the Kama, that the Mishnah says by an oif, you have to shecht one simin, oi hai. Either one is good. Not like Barabat Barab, we don't only have to shecht the Veshet, but it's enough to shecht the corner also. That's why here, when you had a Sufik, they said, first check the corner, and then you'll check out the veshet to see if it's a treif or not. So we see clearly, shechit is kosher in the veshet, in the corner also. Now, it says the Mishnah again, if you do aime, at sheyishchet yasavridim, that shechit anoif has to be, you have to cut this, the vein, the neck vein also. Omer Rav Chizda, lo yomer Rav Yehuda ela b'yoif, you only said this by knife, by a bird. A lot of times you barbecue the whole bird together. So if you don't cut that vridim, you won't get the blood out of it. Like nobody roasts the whole behemoth by itself. You always first cut up the meat into pieces. So therefore, by cutting up the meat anyway, the blood will come out. So therefore, like tzorach, therefore you don't have to cut this vein b'shas tashchita. It's only by an oif to make sure the dam comes out of the oif, because otherwise you may roast it together. So Moses Lameim, what are you telling me now? The time of the Yehuda, what's the reason of the Yehuda? He says in the Mishnah, B'shah Shechita Soif, you have to cut the vridim, you have to cut that vein, is Mishum Damu, It's only a loch of dam to get the dam out, not hilcha shchito. It's only a loch in the dam. I do it's none. We learned. Rabbi Yudi says, "Ad sheyishchet es avridin." Rabbi Yudi says the shchita has to be done on the vridin. Mashmet a loch in shchita. Shchita should be done on the vridin, on this neck vein. So Mor says, "No, aim is like this." Rather, meant to say, "Ad sheinakev es avridin." It doesn't mean you have to make a shchita. It's not a loch in shchita. It's enough just to make a hole there that the dam should come out. For the more of so, umay achi yishchet. What does it mean to say achi yishchet? Achi nakev b'sha shchita. Meaning this hole, you should like puncture this vein b'sha shchita. Because then by first the blood is still warm, the vein is still warm, and then all the dam will come out. But later, if you do it later, the dam may not come out. That's what he meant to say. You have to puncture this vein b'sha shchita. Like Rashi says, shadam cham, then the blood is warm, v'yetzin will come out. Toshma, come in here. It says, v'ridin b'shchita. Tibur Rav Yehuda. So it's mashm again that there's hilcha shchita on the v'ridin. You have to mamashecht it the right way with a knife. Aim would rather say no. The Teretz is, v'ridin tzach l'nak from b'sha shchita. Again, Tibur Rav Yehuda, the same thing we said before. That the v'ridin have to be punctured b'sha shchita. That's the words of Rav Yehuda. When the dam is still hot, then you can puncture it so all the dam will come out. Toshima, not all the dam, you still have to make a malicha by a chicken, but I call upon him, if you don't do this, you won't be able to get the dam out even later with the malicha. Toshima, Omulal Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Meyachash lo yuskru vridim eloit mehem dam. The only purpose to have the vridim is take the dam out. Mali b'shchita, mali shle b'shchita, what's the difference? Whether you do it b'shchita without a shchita. That's what the Chom is Rabbi Yehuda. But Mechal, according to proof, Rabbi Yehuda sava b'shchita, that you have to have a shchita. Samurai says, no, Hokka, this is what he meant to say. Hokka, law. Mali l'nak from a shashchita, mali l'nak from a shle b'shashchita. That was the kasha, the Talmidim Yesh Rabbi Yehuda, the Chom Yesh Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you have to puncture it b'shashchita? True, you don't need hilcha shchita on it. But you're telling me now you have to puncture it b'shashchita. Why dafka b'shashchita? For you saw, the answer is, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds, that b'shashchita, when you shech the yoyf, or si dam d'cham, the dam will come out because it's very hot. It's warm then. But shlei b'sha shchita, after you made a shchita and it cools off already, but yossi dam, then the dam won't come out so fast. The color, because it cools off, it gels up then the dam won't come out so fast. But Kovnas was saying, according to the Yudah, the vridim is only a halacha and cutting it b'sha shchita, not a real hilcha shchita. Boy, Reb Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah is a shah like this. Vridim Reb Yudah, according to Reb Yudah shchita, you have to cut the vridim, show your behen. What's going to be if while you're cutting the vridim, you took your time or you stopped in between? Doras them, or you press down, you didn't make a shchita, man, what's the locha? Of course, the same shalom over again. You need a hilcha shchita, or just to puncture it. Or Malay Yusab, as the older person said, Hoch Yomer of Lizra Blazer said, V'yamal and some say, Omalu Husab, this older person said, the Rebbe Blazer, that Hoch Yomer of Yechonin, Lizra of Yechonin said, Menak from the kites, it's enough just to puncture them with a splint, with the kites, with a thorn. V'yank Sherm in the kasha. The kid says, again, it's not halacha. Shchita, it's just halacha, puncturing it to get the blood out. Tani kavos the Rav Chizdol, shochad shnei chatzoi simonim, it is shechted two halves of the simonim b'yoif, posel. Again, you didn't shecht one simon completely or roiv, it's posel. V'yein tzach, what about behemah, for sure by behemah? Have you do why me b'yoif at shishchot es aveshet, v'yes avridim? Yeah. Have you do what at on the b'yoif, at shishchot es aveshet v'yes avridim? The clear like of Chizdar, he started off to say that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is only by knife, by a bird, not by behemoth. That says clearly, Rabbi Yehuda only b'if, you have to cut the vridim. Mashmah by behemoth though, you don't have to cut the vridim. Then the Mishnah says chat yecha b'if. If you cut half, it's possible. It will learn like this: Rav Roma mach tzamach. That's you cut only half through the simin k'roiv. Rav Takol just cutting through half of the simin is also called like roiv. It's a good shchita. Rav Kana Amar no, mach tzamach sayin k'roiv. You just cut through half of the simin, it's not called k'roiv, it's not a good shchita. Rav Amar mach tzamach sayin k'roiv. Why? Hoch yom le'rachmon l'moish. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. That lo'y tishai ruba. The main thing by the shchita is not to leave over roiv. But if you don't leave over roiv, if you cut exactly halfway, it's also kosher. Rav Kana Amar no, mach tzamach sayin k'roiv. Why? Hoch yom le'rachmon l'moish. This is what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shachat ruba. Shecht roiv of the simin. That's the machlokes. You have to shecht roiv the majority of it, or is enough just macht for macht? That's also called k'roiv. So where's the k'roiv? We're in our Mishnah. Chatzi yechad b'yoyf, yechad b'chatzi b'heimish, chadosa p'sula. So clearly it's no good. So yarmut machza machza k'roiv amai p'sula. Kurta kasha on Rav, how could Rav say it's kasha? Mishnah says it's possible. Ha'avad l'ruba. So Mura says, midirabonin. It's only possible midirabonin. Dum l'yosla nevet talga. Midir writes attack on machza machza's kasha. It's only midirabonin though that we say no. Midirabonin, you have to have at least roiv. Because if you just do machza machza, but we're afraid, maybe sometimes you won't even do that much. So the Rabbanan, even Rav is masking it's possible. Omer Rav Ketina, Toshima, Cholku Lishnaim. If you have a Kli that was Tamei, and you divide into half, if you ain't Shavna, they're two equal pieces now. So Shneim Tameim, both halves are still Tamei. The Fishiyesh Letzamtim, it's not possible to have exactly split in half. So Mashma, one piece is bigger than the other. That's the Lacha. If you have a Kli that's Tamei, a Kli Cheris, when you break it, so the smaller piece becomes Tor, but the bigger piece is still called a Kli. Here you don't know which piece is the bigger piece, so therefore they're both Tamei. Mashma Efsa Tzamtim, if you know Kli do exactly half and half, then Torim, then both pieces would be Tor. So the question is, on my term, why the Torim still Hochi Karuba is Hochi Karuba? Like both half is like Rav, so you don't have the Kli broken. So it's Kash and Rav, why would the Kli be Tor? The Kli is not broken yet. So my answer is, I'm Rav Papa, no. Trei Rubi Bechad Monoleka, that you can't say. You have only one Kli. Now when you break it, it's broken. If one piece has more than the other, so the piece that has more is the Rav, the other one is not. But here, if you cut the Kli, Mamish, directly in half, so you can't say you have two pieces of Rav. It can't be two Ravs. The Kli is only one Kli. You can't have two majorities. So here, Rav also agrees, it's only called Kamachza Machza, therefore it would become Tor. Like Rashi says over here, the Chok Lishnei means Tana, we're talking about now, Shinitma. A Tana that became Tomei, saying Loi Tara Emun Atitza. It only asks Tara if you break it up, the Kli Cheres, Kedesiv, Yutat, you have to break it up. Now, the Nishtai Ruba, if Rav is left over, Sholem, that's not called Natitzu. So that piece that has Rav is not called Natitzu, therefore it's still Tomei. So that's the Shali of Mashiv chopped up in half. Would be Tor. Rashi says with Eshlet Samson it's possible to have the exact amount. Shei Mechuvonim, exactly. Elevadai Bechad Menelika Ruba. Leyadin, we don't know. But if it would be possible, Mashma, both of them, would be Tor? That's the question. Why? According to you, Rav, you say Machsa Machsis Karev. So that the answer is, the Rashi says, no. Trei Rubi Lekala Meima Bechad Monim. The high rule behind Mutav, this is where there's a meat. Avulin yin shchito, loy huska roiv, by shchito doesn't say roiv. Ela bachaticha by cutting it. And therefore, vichi karina palga roiv, chotuch, lekla machach le the high palga de koil, mikro roiv shalim. That by shchito, is a locha, did you make a meister shchito not? So there Rav holds when you shecht roiv of it is called a meister shchito. So that's Rav shchito. Yeah. Now the Mor says Toshma coming here. It says Shochat Chatzi Gageris. If you shecht half of a Gageris, the Shoyebo Kadeshchita Acheris. You wait. The Gomer. Then you finish Chitosas Ksheira. Now the question is, the Yamrit Machta Machtas Kreiv is an Ifur for law. Even if you want to say before, we're talking about an Ifur over here. Even my Behema a Gageris. That's the Kona. Locha by Kona is true that before you cut Reiv. Just called Machtza, it's not called the Treif yet, so the Shchita didn't start yet. So therefore, in between this, you made a Shia, you waited, it's not possible. Therefore, when you finish off the Shchita, it's kosher. But the question is, according to Rav, if you have Machtza ready, if you shechted Machtza, that should be considered like you already started the Shchita. Machtza is called the Meister Shchita. So if so, the Havamin now is talking about Vayibayi Behemo. So how could you finish off the Shchita? Lechura should have been a Psul. Mor says, Itrafola, can we ready a trefa? So Mor says, Misav, what who told you, the behemoth over here, that they say after you made rove with the, you made half for the shchita, which should be called rove with the sim, the shchita started already. It should be a trefa. Loi b'yayf, we're talking about an oif over here. And therefore, Mamanashak, the shchita is kasha. Imachza, machza, karoiv, if you tell me just cut through half, that's considered a kasha shchita, that's called like rove. If so, Avad le rubra. He did rub of a shchita before he made the shi, before he waited in between. So the shchita is already kosher. And he machza machza, ain't the kerev, elamai machza machza, not considered kerev, It's a liyabit of loy klum. He didn't do anything then. He didn't start the shchita yet. So Manashah, this would not be a kasha like Rav. Manashah, if the shchita started already, because machtz is called keroiv, sa'ad rabba. By an oif, the shchita was kasha. But since the shchita is finished already, it's kasha. It doesn't make enough mean if you wait now and continue on later. Elamai machtz is not keroiv. Since they didn't start the shchita yet, if he didn't start the shchita, also there's no chsaron. So that's why from this, there wouldn't be a kasha on Rav, there wouldn't be a proof. There's not a kasha on Rav Shita that Rav holds. At least Beruch HaShchita, Machtza is also kasha. We'll see exactly what the Maskon is, if we hold it this enough. But Koponim, so far we're going that Rav holds Machtza is considered like Rav, our Koponim by Hilchas Shchita. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So we're to the end of the tape, and then we'll start over, then we'll start the next daf on the other side.